A massive search and rescue operation is underway in the Potomac River after an American Airlines jet collided midair with a U.S. Army Black Hawk helicopter near Reagan National Airport in Washington, D.C. And from 15 prisoners to tens of thousands, a look into President Donald Trump's plan to use Guantanamo Bay Naval Base in Cuba as a detention facility for the worst criminals rounded up in ongoing immigration sweeps. These stories and more highlight your unbiased updates for Thursday, January 30th, 2025. Crews search for survivors after American Airlines jet, Army helicopter collide. A massive search and rescue operation is underway near Washington, D.C., after an American Airlines passenger jet collided with a U.S. Army Black Hawk helicopter in midair. The passenger jet was preparing to land at Reagan National Airport when the incident occurred Wednesday night, January 29th. About 300 first responders continued their search for survivors in the Potomac River Thursday morning, January 30th, where both aircraft went down. Officials said they do not know if there are any survivors. However, authorities have confirmed fatalities. Search and rescue crews have recovered at least 12 bodies so far, NBC News reported. However, authorities have not confirmed an official number. American Airlines Flight 5342, flying to Reagan National from Wichita, Kansas, carried 60 passengers and four crew members. It was slated to land in Washington around 9 p.m. Wednesday. The Army confirmed three soldiers were on board the Black Hawk helicopter for a training flight. It's unclear what caused the collision, but Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth said the Army and Pentagon have launched an investigation. President Donald Trump was also briefed on the crash. "This is a bad situation that looks like it should have been prevented," Trump posted to Truth Social. U.S. Figure Skating, which oversees the sport nationwide, said several athletes, coaches, and their families who had been at a development camp in Wichita were on the American Airlines flight. Just last weekend, the U.S. National Championships took place at Intrust Bank Arena in Wichita. The nationally televised event ended on Sunday, January 26. Kansas Republican Senators Jerry Moran and Roger Marshall joined Washington officials at Reagan National early Thursday morning to speak about the tragedy. "I know that flight. I've flown it many times myself. I lobbied American Airlines to begin having a direct nonstop flight service to DCA," Moran said. He added, "In Kansas and Wichita in particular, we're going to know people who are on this flight, know their family members, know somebody. So this is a very personal circumstance as well as an official response." Marshall lamented the crash. "You know, when one person dies, it's a tragedy. But when many, many, many people die, it's an unbearable sorrow. It's a heartbreak beyond measure," Marshall said. He sent a personal message to his constituents. "I want the folks back home to just know that we care, that we love them, and that this is the time when we will have to join arms together." American Airlines CEO Robert Isom released a statement expressing deep sorrow over the crash and saying the company would cooperate fully with the investigation. Reagan National Airport was closed shortly after the crash, and airport officials said it will stay that way until at least 11 a.m. Thursday. Search and rescue efforts continue, but extreme cold and windy conditions have made things difficult. Authorities plan to speak at a press conference later Thursday morning, where they'll likely give more details on the crash. Hamas releases Israeli soldier in latest hostage-prisoner exchange. Hamas began the process of freeing more hostages Thursday morning. The terror group will release a total of three more Israeli hostages and five Thai captives throughout the day. This is the third release since a ceasefire began in Gaza earlier this month. Israel is set to release another 110 Palestinian prisoners Thursday as well. Israel confirmed Thursday morning Hamas released female Israeli soldier Agam Berger, 20. Berger was among five young female soldiers that Hamas abducted in its terror attack on Israel in October 2023, which set off a wide-scale war in the Middle East. The Jerusalem Post quoted Berger's family Thursday morning saying, "Our hero has returned to us after 482 days in enemy hands." The other four female soldiers were released Saturday, January 25th. Hamas is also set to release two more Israelis Thursday, Arbel Yehud, 29, and Gadi Moses, 80. Hamas plans to free another three hostages on Saturday, February 1st, in exchange for dozens more Palestinian prisoners. This is just the first phase of the ceasefire, in which Hamas is set to release a total of 33 Israeli hostages for nearly 2,000 Palestinian prisoners. Hamas said it won't release the remaining hostages without an end to the war and a full Israeli withdrawal from Gaza. Confirmation hearing Thursday for Trump's FBI director pick, Kash Patel. Confirmation hearings continue for Trump's picks to fill key roles in his cabinet. On Thursday, his pick for FBI director Kash Patel will travel to Capitol Hill for a high-stakes confirmation hearing before the Senate Judiciary Committee. Patel's nomination comes as calls from Republicans for massive reforms in FBI leadership mount. Democrats, however, have voiced concerns about whether he should lead the nation's top law enforcement agency. Also Thursday, confirmation hearings for the president's pick to lead the Department of Health and Human Services, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., will continue. Kennedy's hearing began Wednesday. He faced tough questions from Democrats about his views on issues, including vaccines and abortion. Kennedy has a long history as a vaccine skeptic. He looked to get ahead of senators' concerns in his opening statement, prompting a protest from the gallery. "I want to make sure the committee is clear about a few things. News reports have claimed that I'm anti-vaccine or anti-industry. I am neither," Kennedy said before the protester interrupted. After the protester was removed, Kennedy continued, "I am pro-safety. I worked for years to raise awareness about the mercury and toxic chemicals in fish, and nobody called me anti-fish. And I believe that vaccines play a critical role in healthcare." Kennedy also cleared up his stance on abortion. In the past, Kennedy voiced support for abortion access until fetal viability. On Wednesday, he told senators he agrees with Trump's belief that states should control abortion. Tulsi Gabbard, Trump's pick for Director of National Intelligence, and New York Representative Elise Stefanik, who he tapped to be the next ambassador to the United Nations, also faced confirmation hearings in front of the Senate on Thursday. Trump to send worst criminal illegal aliens to Guantanamo Bay. On Wednesday, while signing his first bill into law, the Laken Riley Act, Trump announced the U.S. will expand the use of the prison at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Trump said the detention center, known for housing al-Qaeda suspected terrorists after September 11, 2001, will soon hold tens of thousands of the worst criminal aliens. The president later signed a memo and directed federal officials to get the facility ready. He said as many as 30,000 detainees could be sent to the prison. Border czar Tom Homan said U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement would run the prison. There are just 15 prisoners there now, including alleged 9/11 mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. Previous presidents, including Joe Biden and Barack Obama, sought to shut down Guantanamo Bay. Federal funding freeze still in effect despite memo rescission. The White House rescinded the original Office of Management and Budget memo, ordering a freeze on all federal grants and loans. However, despite invalidating the memo, the freeze remains in full force and effect to give agencies time to review programs for their compliance with Trump's agenda. The memo sparked confusion among state and local officials when it was released Monday, January 27th, about which programs would be affected. That remains unclear. Concerns also remain about things such as Meals on Wheels, Head Start, and Medicaid. The freeze was set to take effect Tuesday, January 28th, but a federal judge paused it to give her time to consider arguments challenging its legality. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said the memo was rescinded to end any confusion created by the judge's temporary block. China celebrates Lunar New Year with debut of 25 panda cubs. The Lunar New Year, also known as the Chinese New Year, has officially begun. And while this is known as the Year of the Snake, China kicked off its celebrations with bears. More than 24 panda cubs, all born in 2024, made their debut to the world as part of a Chinese New Year celebration. Caretakers put dragon fruit on the cubs' feet so they could leave a paw print on a special New Year's backdrop as they gathered for fun and photos with their fuzzy friends. 13 of the cubs are from the China Conservation and Research Center for the giant panda. The other 12 are from the Chengdu Research Base of Giant Panda Breeding,